What's up, everybody? Back with another podcast from Donovan, Cam, Marissa, and Matthias. First, gonna kick us off is Donovan Smith reading church.
Donnie, what do you have?
All right, guys, so we're gonna start this podcast off with church, and it was a really, really good chapter that I read. So the first question that I had about this chapter has to deal with Dobbins, okay? So one of the things Dobbins stated in this chapter was that he didn't consider himself a religious person in like the eyes of he believed in God and all that, but he believed in being a nice person, being nice to other people, seeing the sick and all that.
I see.
And to this day, he still believes that.
Okay.
So having all that in consideration, do you think Dobbins can be a soldier that kills every day?
Wow.
Kills people every day to protect people, though. Do you think the things he does?
Wow. Okay. Boy, you want me to? Did you? This your question, or you want me to start?
Yes. Go on.
Okay. Well, my opinion on that, Dobbins, man. I think that you can be religious because, in a way, you're only doing these things to protect the people who you love. You're not going out and killing these people just for no reason.
Think about this. Do you think in God's eyes, do you think he's okay with that? Like, how do you explain to, like, your children that want to be religious, like, being a soldier, a soldier like that?
Take this. I'm going to give you an example in my head and give it to all of you guys, and I want to tell you something, and it's going to relate to what we're talking about. God is watching you in a situation. You have the chance to save 1 million people, let's say, because one man is about to set a bomb off. Do you kill that man to save those people? I think he does want you to kill that man to save 1 million of his children.
Do you think he's saying he wants you to, or like that's your job, your duty as a soldier?
I feel like a soldier can be religious, but I feel like if they don't do the duty of killing someone or like protecting it, then they'll get fired and they won't have a job and it'll affect them.
Yeah.
But I think being religious is totally different from being a soldier.
Right, exactly.
That makes sense. Matthias, what is your input on this? Do you have anything to say about this?
Well, I mean, just as long as like they have God
exactly.
Like, in their plans.
So basically saying they're doing it for the right reason.
Yeah.
They can still have the religious characteristics.
Okay.
All right, nice.
Thank you, Donnie, for that question. We're going to go ahead and wrap up his conversation and move on to Marissa.
Okay. So in the chapter, he describes a boy and how he got killed and what he liked. And
yes.
He imagined where he came from and to what his parents believe and thought on war.
Precisely.
Why do you think that he remembers only this kill? Like, why he like shot so many people in the world? Why do you think he feels so guilty for this
kill? What kill was it? Can you state that again? What did he do?
He killed this one boy and I forgot where it was.
Oh, it was a young boy.
Yeah, but he described like when he was killed, like he described like how he looked and like what he would have done if he wasn't in the war.
And how young would you describe the boy to be?
Probably in early 20s.
Okay.
Well, this is a boy who's in his prime and has a life ahead of him. Yes. So when you kill a man that's, you know, 40, maybe mid to late 30s.
Like, he's going to be thriving.
He's going to be thriving. See, this 20-year-old boy, he's in a time in his life where he can do anything he wants to. And to take that away just in a snap, I think that means more than killing a middle-aged man.
No. Let me say something right now. Was the boy in the army? Was he fighting the army?
He was an opponent. He was, like, from a better country. Yeah.
Okay. So,
like, it was his duty, like, to... It was, like, at night, and he was, like, keeping, like, watch, and whoever was, like, coming by, like, he obviously had to shoot them. But he said that he shouldn't have shot him because he would have just walked by and he would have lived. But then that's maybe why he felt so guilty. But
So maybe he's feeling some type of let's say guilt. guilt.
Yes.
Wow.
He's feeling some type of guilt about this, saying he might have just taken an innocent life when he didn't need to. A young innocent life.
Exactly.
When, like Kim said, good point, thriving. He'll be thriving.
Exactly.
So, you know, like, just like us, when we're 21, we're like, oh, we're at our prime. We're doing all this.
Exactly.
And he just
took that away from him.
Yes, took that from him. And I mean, that's probably why he's one of the most like memorable kills, because
exactly.
His other kills are just like, ah, bah, bah. You know, it's just people that are of the older age, as you could say.
Exactly.
But taking a young life like this, maybe for a reason that wasn't needed,
exactly,
would probably have a big impact on somebody.
That's
I know that definitely for me, if I was to take someone's life and they were too young and I really didn't have to do that.
Right. Moving on to the next question, we're going to go ahead and speed it up a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sorry.
Well, Marissa.
I thought you said yours. So, as he kills people, he obviously imagines what their life would have been if they didn't go into the war.
Mm-hmm.
But every single time he imagines their life, he always says that they would want to pursue something different, that they wanted to do something else. Like,
yeah.
They didn't want to join the war. Why do you think that he always says that, like, maybe is it because he didn't want to go in the war, because he's reflecting his life on him? Like, why do you think that every boy that he imagines doesn't want to go into the war?
Yeah, I think that the thing about the war is you probably come away with more negatives than positives. You come back PTSD, your mentality of the world is completely different, and the most you make, yeah, you probably meet some lifelong friends, some maybe survival skills that you can use later on. But I think that the reason they wish they wouldn't have gone to the war is because they come away with more bad things than good things. We're gonna move on because we have 6 minutes left. Matthias.
All right, so I had the chapter Ambush. One of the questions was, in this chapter, Ryan's daughter asks him if he has killed anyone in the war, and he lies to her and says that he hasn't. Why do you think he lied to his daughter?
I think, personally, unless anyone else wants to go, I think that his daughter has this clean, pure image of his father,
yes,
and he doesn't want to ruin that, in a way.
Especially at a young age, you know, it's kind of hard to...
Right.
Comprehend.
Yeah, comprehend and expose young kids to things at a certain age that you're, like, usually not supposed to, like,
yes,
seeing, let's say, guns and all that, and people getting killed. You usually like to filter that out from little kids because you don't want to destroy their mind at a young age. But as you can see, like in certain countries, when kids are like already exposed to killings and things that they're not supposed to at a young age, you know, they usually grow up differently. They have a really different lifestyle. So probably because he wanted to keep a pure image of himself, but as well keep his daughter pure too.
I think he lied because, like, I think it would be hard for her to comprehend that killing and then, like, the duty of killing. Like, I don't think she knows the difference. I think she just, killing is killing and that's just bad, which makes him a bad father person.
This is a great, great question, great question.
The second question is, O'Brien had killed a man with a grenade, even though he did not see him as an enemy, but he had wished that he had warned the man of the grenade.
Right.
Why do you think O'Brien hadn't warned?
Was the man like the opposite, like, was he on the same team as him, or like opposite?
He wasn't on the same team, but he didn't see the man as an enemy.
I think that maybe in the heat of the moment, you know, grenades will only, they only have like less than 10 seconds to go off. So I think that he didn't have that long to decide, is this the right decision? Is this the wrong decision? And after he reflected on it and thought about it and thought maybe it was the wrong one.
Yes. I think it's because like it was his duty, because his duty was said before that every man that walks by that he has to obligate like to kill him, because it was considered an enemy. Thanks. And I think that he had to, even though he didn't want to.
Okay. 3 minutes left. We're gonna go ahead and move on. My question from speaking.
Courage.
Yes.
My question, Cam Hunterton, was, do you think that these people in the war should be worrying more about when they get home, like taking precautions for when they get home so that they're not coming back a completely different person, because they spend all this time loading up on guns, making sure they're safe and don't get killed, but they're not thinking about the mental side of things. So when they come back, they have PTSD, and they're, every time they hear a siren, they're thinking something bad is going to happen. What do you think, Donnie?
Well, what was your question again? Can you restate it real quick, please?
Do you think they should be taking more precautions for the mental side of things instead of just the physical, keeping them safe in the war?
Yes. You know, I think that is a really big key, because, you know, some people coming back from the war, they come back like a totally different person.
Exactly.
Their family doesn't even know them anymore. They don't have the same mentality, same mindset.
You know, they're there, but they're not there.
Yeah, exactly. They're there, but they're not there.
Exactly.
And that's a big thing that I think would help if they took more precautions instead of just teaching them to kill, kill.
Defend, maybe if they taught them, defend, kill.
Maybe if they had like almost, what's the word? The people that help cope with people's problems. What are they called?
Therapists.
Maybe they have like almost like a therapist.
These team medical doctors should also be equipped with mental.
Yes, instead of helping their physical health, help their mental health so they can come back the same person as they were before.
The only person that's being affected is not just the soldier, but the families who they belong to. What do you think about that, Matthias, huh? Capitalism.
Well, like, going off what you guys said, it shouldn't be only the soldier that has to cope with it, but, like, the family should also help.
Exactly.
Yes, you know, that brings up a good point. I think they should prepare the family as well, so they both know where they're coming from. You know what I mean? You know what I mean?
Yes. Okay, yes. Thanks for listening in, everybody. This was another episode of Cam, Donnie, Matthias, and Marissa. Thanks.